You're with SBS Radio.
Now, I'm Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and I'm having a yarn with Matt Atkins, founder and head chef at Plate Events, and we're catching up in the sidelines of 2021 Indigenous Business Month. Welcome to NITV Radio, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're catching up today at a historic day for New South Wales people where you're based, Freedom Day. First of all, how are you feeling regaining some freedoms?
It's definitely very exciting for an industry such as mine. We've suffered pretty heavy losses, many have, and I think the events and catering and food sort of hospitality space has been dramatically affected, so it's very exciting stuff.
Going back to our topic of the day, the Indigenous Business Month, before we go into that topic, just give us like a 1 minute pitch of your business.
Plate Events and Catering, we've been around for 12 years now, and we basically offer end-to-end event management and everything in between, and then underneath that we've also got a couple of other avenues where we have our Chef Matt Atkins native food workshops and cooking classes. We've got Nunca hampers and gifts, which we deliver Australia-wide. We also offer a Indigenous dining experience, which happens seasonally according to the Darug calendar. And we've got our Wilka Thalta food trucks. So keeps us very busy. We have many avenues within hospitality, pretty much.
Pretty much everything you need. Well, it's a one-stop shop.
That's exactly what we are, a one-stop shop.
Yeah. This year's Indigenous Business Month, the theme is powering the Indigenous economy. What's your take on this theme?
Yeah, so for us, you know, being in food, a lot of corporates and government are always searching for options within food, which is fantastic. And, you know, they can always come to us and know that whatever they're after is looked after for them because we have so many different avenues and offer so many services. But we're also very fond of practicing what we preach. And so in that instance, we have an 85% Indigenous supply chain, which we're quite proud of because, you know, we have everyone coming to us looking for those IPP and APP opportunities to meet their targets. And then you've got other businesses that sort of search for Indigenous services outside of those IPP and APP targets just for their social sort of impact that they wish to have. But we are very fond of making sure that we also engage plenty of Indigenous businesses within what we do. It's taken a number of years to search and find everyone, but we've got a very broad network now right across Australia of a number of different suppliers, as well as also engaging a 75% Indigenous employment rate within the business to make sure that, again, we're giving back to community, supporting people, getting jobs, training people up within the industry to offer them more opportunities, because what we'd love to see is more people like us going out and starting their own businesses and, again, reaching those Indigenous procurement percentages and Indigenous employment rates as well.
Going back to the situation, we're going through the health crisis. How have you navigated these almost 2 years of a pandemic?
So it was quite tough, obviously, when we had that first lockdown phase in March 2020. We were quite worried and sort of thought we'd have to hibernate, so to speak, and we're preparing to shut down the business and just sort of ride it out, I guess you'd say. But we were quite lucky in the sense that there were some large opportunities for us where supermarkets such as your big brand name supermarkets were no longer offering home delivered services because they couldn't keep up with the demand. And then we had all those shortages on the shelves of products, whereas for the hospitality industry we had such an influx because all the venues had closed, and then your commercial food service providers had bulk ingredients that they couldn't get rid of, so to speak, because venues weren't open. So an opportunity arose for us where we started to do home delivery of meats, fruits, vegetables, pantry goods, all the things that people couldn't go to the large supermarkets to get because they couldn't rely upon them to have them. So we started up our own sort of small business operating as Plate Providor, providing people with all of the essentials that they couldn't get and offering delivery services, which was particularly handy for disabled people who couldn't necessarily get out and couldn't get the what they needed because they couldn't rely on those they'd always relied on. So we sort of just had to switch what we did for the first few months there. And then everyone sort of opened up a little bit more and we were able to, you know, start doing home deliveries of grazing boxes and food boxes. And lately we've seen a very large increase in people getting dinners sent to their home for anniversaries and birthdays and so on and so forth, just because they can't go out to have that opportunity. But as of today, that has opened up, so we'll start to see a little bit of normality return in that sense for us as well.
And transitioning to an online and home delivery service, how was the transition? Was it a seamless experience or you had to do a bit of try and error?
It's actually quite easy. I'm quite fortunate in the sense that I have the YAPA Hub here in New South Wales that we could, they're an Indigenous business support and coaching network. It was just a matter of a few phone calls to figure out the things that I wasn't necessarily able to do myself. And, you know, I could fall back on them to provide some guidance and ensure that we were able to do what we needed to do and to ensure the success of what we were planning on doing.
Now, you're based in Western Sydney, but you cut off all, I mean, the Greater Sydney. And some of the areas where you work are considered as a food deserts where there's really not much choice. Did you see an opportunity through the pandemic to be able to service those areas as well?
Definitely. There's major sort of food supply issues in regional New South Wales and so on and so forth. But we're sort of working on some things behind the scenes, so to speak, to be able to hopefully look to some long-term solutions to fixing those issues in regional areas that we're continuing with our Plate Provider side of the business.
And I just have to remind our listeners that you cater for a wide range of clients, including some of the most prestigious ones, the universities and big corporate organizations. You even catered an event for the Prime Minister.
We've even catered for Scott Morrison at the unveiling of the plans for the new Western Sydney Airport, which was pretty cool. Very good opportunity for a small business such as mine.
Before we wrap up our conversation, because I know you're busy, you must be trying to also take the opportunity of Freedom Day and get your business running. What would be your advice to other Indigenous entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in general?
In general, I'd say don't be afraid. There's so many opportunities out there to jump at, to give it a go and, you know, shoot for the stars, so to speak. And there are a lot of services, a lot of providers out there who are willing to help. Don't be afraid to reach out to another Indigenous entrepreneur and seek some mentorship or seek some guidance and just ask the question of, hey, how do I do this? Who did you speak to? Because everyone's always willing to share that knowledge within MOB.
Matt Atkins, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.